This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Rescue crews in Queensland will resume their search for a person missing in a stormwater drain in Gympie. Deputy Commissioner of Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, Kevin Walsh, has told the ABC a total of three people entered the drain. Severe storms across Australia's east coast have claimed six lives, including a nine-year-old girl swept into a flooded drain at Rochedale, south of Brisbane. A man's body has been found following a search at a newly opened beach in Sydney's west. Emergency services were called to Penrith Beach on Boxing Day after a man was seen going underwater and not resurfacing. Three rescue boats and two helicopters joined the police search, and the waterway was closed to the public. Emergency crews found the body of a man believed to be in his 30s. A report will be prepared for the coroner. The man-made beach at Penrith Lakes opened to the public 1 week ago. The opposition is accusing the federal government of failing to help Australians over the rising cost of groceries. Labor said it was planning to review the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct in October, but as yet no one has been appointed to lead the review. Nationals leader David Littleproud told 2GB it's time that supermarkets were held to account.
When you see a 60-70% reduction in sheep and lamb prices, yet only an 8% reduction at the checkout, someone's cleaning up and it's the supermarkets. And then you look at even watermelons, $1 a kilogram, they're paying the farmers, but they're charging about $4.50 a kilogram, and all you have to do is pick it out of a paddock and put it in a truck.
Police in France have arrested a 33-year-old man who is suspected of murdering his wife and four children. Authorities found five bodies inside a flat about 40 kilometres northeast of Paris. A prosecutor says the suspect had spent time in a psychiatric hospital in 2017 and attempted suicide that same year. In 2019, the prosecutor says the suspect attacked his partner with a knife. The local mayor, Jean-François Cope, described the deaths as an absolute horror.
Bilan humain, il est effroyable. C'est une famille complète qui a été assassinée, poignardée dans des conditions atroces.
The human toll is horrifying. A whole family was killed, stabbed in atrocious conditions. It's an absolute horror. I measure the feeling of helplessness in such an event, but on a national level, we need to have a deep assessment and rethinking of the consequences of psychiatric troubles on the families of these individuals.
Australian chef and food writer Bill Granger has died in London at the age of 54. Granger operated restaurants in Australia, Japan, South Korea, and the UK. He published 14 cookbooks and made television cooking shows. Last year, he was awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia for his contribution to tourism and hospitality. Granger's death on Christmas Day in a London hospital is believed to have been caused by cancer. The Sydney to Hobart fleet has been reduced to 98 boats overall after honours contender Martimo 52 was one of two retirements on a stormy first night of racing. The 50-footer Sticky pulled out with electrical issues. Rival Supermaxis, Undo, Comanche and Law Connect are the race leaders some 35 nautical miles ahead of their nearest challengers. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.